Mr. Harris, enforcement?
So today's enforcement is primarily, we're going to just give you an update on why we are not hearing the cease and desist order that was originally scheduled, that was settled yesterday, and I think Mr. Packard is going to give the board an update on that. Does the staff council have anything you need to say? Or?
No.
Okay. Mr. Packard?
Can't hear you, Harvey.
Try now. Harvey Packard, enforcement staff. First of all, I apologize for the late settlement. I know that the board has to review the documents and get ready for these hearings. And unfortunately, sometimes these settlements come down to the last minute. That's the hearing date is actually a big driver in reaching settlements oftentimes. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. We schedule it for a hearing, knowing that that will hopefully drive the parties to a hearing, but sometimes it takes up to the last minute to do that. So I apologize for that and appreciate your work preparing anyway. As you recall, the proposed order, or the proposed action, was a cease and desist order. And if you recall the order, what the order required was submittal of a plan by the Pasatiempo Inn to get its wastewater system back up into good running order. What I can report is that they have already submitted that plan, so we're ahead of where we would have been with the cease and desist order anyway. We were able to, as part of these discussions, to provide some input into that plan, so I think the plan is a good plan. It sets out a schedule for upgrading the facility, well, evaluating the facility, deciding if it needs upgrading, or evaluating the possibility of hooking to the City of Santa Cruz sewer. And then, based on that decision, it includes dates for getting the upgrades, if necessary, implemented and the system running. This system is in the San Lorenzo River watershed, and we require commercial and larger wastewater systems in that watershed to have a 50% nitrate reduction because of nitrate impairments of the San Lorenzo River. So it's important for these facilities to have good nitrogen control, and that's what we're looking for here. So we have in place, already signed by Mr. Thomas, a time schedule order that includes the dates from their work plan that they submitted. So their dates they've agreed to, and they've agreed to abide by this time schedule order. The time schedule order includes stipulated penalties if they miss the dates. So we think it's a pretty good enforceable action. We're anticipating that they will comply and will get back into compliance with their waste discharge requirements. The ACL that also is before the board in May has not been settled. We do plan on having further discussions with the discharger and hope to be able to resolve that before the hearing in May.
Yes, Dr. Hunter.
Thank you, Harvey. And yes, I agree that the actual hearing date does provide for a decision. Mm-hmm. And so actually, you know, and thank you for pointing out that we are actually ahead in the process by in receiving their plan. I would like to know, how is this time schedule order different than the plan that was created in, I believe it was 1999, where they were, they had stated that they would, or we requested that they hook up to the City of Santa Cruz, and apparently that never happened. And so you have laid out the framework for the time schedule order, including penalties. Were those penalties not involved in this prior planning that they put forward? And so how is this different, and how are we going to assure that the time schedule order is put into place, or that they take the actions necessary?
Yeah, good questions. So the difference between the last order and this one is the last one was a cease and desist order, which does not have stipulated penalties in place. This is a Water Code Section 13308 order, and it has penalties attached to it. If they fail to meet the deadlines, it still has to come in front of the board. It's not an automatic penalty. You know, this board still has to have a hearing on it. The actual commitments or requirements of the orders probably aren't that much different. I mean, they're having the same problems now as they've had over the last 15 to 20 years, which is regrettable. The options that the board has is find them or try to work with them to get compliance. And we have both options on the table right now, and we're hoping and anticipating that they will come into compliance.
Okay. I want to keep a close eye on it, though.
Isn't there another difference, Harvey, in that we have another enforcement action scheduled for the board to consider in May? So while there's a time schedule order, that we've settled on a time schedule order with penalties associated with it today, and this, if the board approves this, there is also another enforcement action coming in the near future. That wasn't the case before.
Yes, that is true. So the outstanding penalty action, the ACL complaint that the enforcement staff issued, was not technically for violation of the operation of the facility. It was for failing to comply with the reporting requirements. Those are always easier to prove factually, so they're fairly simple to issue and get the penalty out there. But yes, there's two potential penalty actions. The one that's already been, we've already issued for failing to meet compliance or for reporting dates, and then potentially for a future one for failing to meet the requirements of the time schedule order.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, I'm curious as to the work plan in the stipulation that you've made. And I'm assuming it includes the obvious, the installation of the flow meters, et cetera. Does it specify whether they're going to hook up to the Santa Cruz system or is it just that they're going to figure that out and get back to us? Where are we at on that?
Right. So two things there. As for hooking up to the city system, the plan says that they will evaluate it. They need to do the economic evaluation. Is it cheaper over the long run to hook to the city sewer or to continue to operate this system? We can't tell them which one to do. We've asked them to give us a good analysis of both those options. Second, they've already installed new flow meters, so they have been doing some work. They hired a new consultant, and we even have some data to show that maybe the system, if operated correctly, might actually work, and they just haven't been operating it very well. So some promising data there. They have the flow meters installed. So apparently, when pushed, they can operate the system correctly.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Of course, it's a little easier to operate a system like that when there's no rainfall. But so they're going to evaluate the economics of hooking up with the Santa Cruz system, and I recall reading documents stretching back more than a decade about that kind of evaluation going on. Is there a timeline on that? There must be.
Yes. Yeah, there's a date by which they have to submit that decision point.
And what's that date? Remember?
It's like July 1st, I think, something in that range. I can look that up.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I have a quick question myself, and this ties to Mr. Johnston. There are two options. One, use the existing system, make it work. You mentioned consultants. Reviewing all the documents, some of the drawings were hand drawing, and I'll forgive the expression, but they were very amateurish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would expect that this project now requires a registered professional engineer and not some, you know, homegrown hand-wave engineering. So that's one part. The second part, if the option is to hook up to the city, is to at least as a proof that that's going to be the option and that is used, that there has to be some documentation that we receive from the city saying, yes, we agree, yes, that's part of a plan. I think it needs to become very specific because of a history of the past.
Yeah, absolutely. We were glad to see that they'd hired a new consultant. He's fairly reputable in the Santa Cruz area, registered professional engineer, and I anticipate the quality of work to be better than it has been in the past. The time-scheduled order does not now have the types of specific requirements regarding hookup, but if they do come to the decision that they want to hook up, we would definitely want to get all of those things you're talking about, you know, involving the city, you know, direct communication between the water board and the city to make sure that they're doing everything they're supposed to.
Thank you. And Mayor Delgado?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what we're doing today. We're not going to approve a cease and desist order because there's another order, there's a settlement order instead, is that right?
That's correct. Okay. The enforcement staff has withdrawn the proposed cease and desist order and has already issued a replacement order.
Okay, so is it inappropriate for the board to have been supplied the replacement document because it's an enforcement action that we're not part of?
At this point, it's a public document, so I don't have any problem with the board having it.
It just seems like if we would have had that to review, it might have helped us in what we're discussing today.
Well, this was settled, what, Wednesday?
Afternoon.
Yeah. 1 o'clock or something, so it just happened.
Okay.
Just happened.
So the normal procedure would be to have that replacement document, you know, in front of us, but today time didn't allow it.
What actually generally happens, this discussion is slightly unorthodox, and it's because it settled at such a late date, I believe. Generally, if things settled, there isn't this sort of discussion about the settlement. So we can, and often settlements do come before the board for approval or the EO for approval, and then it's mentioned in the executive officer's report. So.
And we would have amended the agenda if we had had time and pulled the item.
Right.
This is the order that we issued is not a stipulated order. It was an enforcement order signed by Michael Thomas as delegated. There's not an accompanying settlement agreement whereby the other parties stipulate to abide with it. We hope to get to that point soon, but right now all it is an enforcement order issued by the AEO in the name of the board itself.
Thank you.
Thank you.